The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 9th chapter. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord. But first let me say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord. I invite the children and I suppose anyone else who would like to go out to the comfy chairs where Michaela is reading The Monster Who Lost His Mien, and I believe the Spark version of the Fruit of the Spirit. One of my favorite parts of being at Church of the Cross has been attending the Bible study and eventually leading it as well. This winter we were studying the Gospel of Luke together, and when we came to this passage, I remember saying that this passage really challenged my theology, and I was really glad that I'd be done internship by the time it came around in the lectionary. I should have checked the calendar. So this passage is the beginning of the middle section of the Gospel of Luke. A little bit of Bible study here. And so it's called The Journey to Jerusalem. This section starts today with Jesus setting his face to Jerusalem and all his teachings on the way to Jerusalem up until it ends as Jesus enters Jerusalem for Palm Sunday. And first thing I don't like about this passage, we all know what happens in Jerusalem. It's not happy. Jesus is going to die in Jerusalem. And this whole passage, he's telling people to follow him. And, I'm not so sure about that. Birds of the air have nests and foxes have holes. And I sure would like the stability of somewhere to lay my head and rest. And I want to be able to keep family obligations, like being the executor of my parents' will, and while spending time with them while they're here and time with my family today and with my kids. I don't want to just follow Jesus if that means not spending time with my family. And I want to be able to say goodbye and then stay in touch with the people that I leave behind. I want to stay in touch with you guys even as I go forward onto the next step of becoming a pastor. So this single-mindedness that Jesus seems to be calling for is kind of tough to swallow for me. And yet that's not just what seminarians and pastors are called to do. That's what we're all called to do. Today we'll be baptizing Andrew, Matthew and Andrea's son. And in that service, we are all asked to renounce everything that keeps us from following Jesus on the way. And it's challenging, you know? Coming to church every Sunday with little kids, getting them dressed and out of bed on time for service. Leaving those values. You probably know Matthew, and I'm learning. Foxes have dens and birds of the air have nests, and parents have no time to rest their heads. Showing love to one another. Tough. Reaching out beyond our families and reaching out beyond the congregation. The financial challenge of tithing. All things that we are called to do to be disciples. A lot of you have noticed that my husband doesn't often come to church. He was not raised in the church, and we were talking about it, and he's willing to come sometimes, but he said to me, you know, church, it takes up like half my Sunday. That's half my day off. It's a lot of time. And I was like, well, yeah. Yeah, it's half your Sunday, yeah. And what comes to mind, though, is that we've got to make time for that, to follow the way of Christ, to be disciples. Romans 12 comes to mind, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to having a full day to sleep in and rest, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds so that you may discern what is the will of God. Jesus, in this passage, is honest about discipleship. Grace is free, but discipleship is hard. Later in this chapter, Jesus says that the kingdom of God has come near. Whether people choose to follow him or not, the kingdom of God has come near to them. But discipleship, that's hard. And through this whole section, Jesus warns would-be disciples of how hard it is. Sometimes we feel ready, and we aren't. When I was thinking about going to seminary, so many people warned me about how hard it would be. I remember one pastor saying to me that something like 3/4 of her seminary class had been through a divorce while they were in seminary. It's hard. It's hard on the whole family. So think about it before you say, I'm going. Then sometimes we are hesitant and need to hear that call again. Jesus says to one person, follow me. And he says, oh, I'm not ready yet. Let me bury my father first. A lot of commentaries say that his father's not actually dead yet. So it could be a while before he buries his father. But Jesus says, no, go and proclaim the kingdom now. Go and be a disciple sent out now. So discipleship requires transformation. The Holy Spirit to come and transform us so that we can discern the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Through this whole section, Jesus warns what discipleship takes, and he tells his disciples to go out. Because the kingdom of God comes near wherever disciples are. And sometimes they're rejected, and sometimes they receive fantastic hospitality. And as the gospel goes on, the number of disciples sent out multiplies. At the beginning, this is the end of chapter 9. At the beginning of chapter 9, Jesus sends out 12 disciples. At the beginning of chapter 10, he sends out 70, six times as many disciples. They multiply, and more people are baptized. Entire households, the book of Acts tells us. And the movement grows. Today, we might say it goes viral. The kingdom of God spreads like a virus. This church, 2 years ago, accepted God's call to host an intern, to take on an intern. And it was a big decision. Lots of time to support me, lots of money, a big financial commitment for Church of the Cross to make. And you proclaimed to me what the kingdom of God looks like. That it looks like reaching out to people of other faiths, reaching out to people who aren't like us, accepting everyone who comes. Everyone who comes in our doors and everyone who comes forward for communion. The kingdom looks like studying God's word. And you taught me that. You showed that to me and proclaimed the kingdom to me. And then you prepared me to go out and proclaim the kingdom as Jesus prepares the disciples to go out and then sends them out. 12 and 70, more and more. And Church of the Cross, a congregation does not just have one call from God. Church of the Cross also fulfills God's call to hospitality and interfaith dialogue with indigenous peoples and with Muslim people. We feed the God's call to feed the hungry with the sandwich making. We equip one another for ministry. Our council is faithful stewards of our resources, and we pray for each other and encourage each other in our faith. And while I've been here, we continue to discern what we are being called to. As Romans 12 says, be transformed so that you may discern what is the will of God. And our listening team has been listening to discern what is the will of God. Next, what ELCLC is being called to next. And what I hear, we're working on figuring out what we hear, but what I hear is that we're called to support one another in our faith, especially our young people, and our families with children. We're being called to break bread and build community with people who aren't members. And we're being called to be a place where people from different backgrounds can explore their spirituality. So I encourage you to take on discipling, to follow Jesus' way, breaking bread with other people, supporting one another in your faith, and helping others to discover God, discover the Holy Spirit in them. Go and follow Jesus. Follow Jesus and proclaim the kingdom of God. Amen.